It was positive. It was positive in terms of getting a good run out because, as we said, I don't think we have a league game for 4 weeks since the Cork game. So to play against a top team like Falkirk, I thought we held our own. Certainly the second half was a lot better than the first half in terms of possession and stuff, but we spoke a couple of things we needed to look at half time. We'd switch and play a lot quicker, thought our play was a bit slow and you know, at the back we were just passing for sake of passing, so we adjusted a couple of wee things and we got obviously players on the pitch and we were obviously one eye on the Finn Harps game in terms of personnel, so we looked at one or two things and you know, it was positive in terms of getting that, be able to do that today against say good opposition. So we'll take passes from it. Not the ideal result, but as I say, we've probably drew the hardest team in the cup in Falkirk. You know, they're top team, top players. And you know, obviously they're going through a little blip at the minute in terms of they haven't started too well in their own campaign, but I'm sure they'll get better. And obviously with Peter Houston being their manager, he's a top manager, and you know, I'm sure they'll get better.
It's probably a good distraction, is it, from league just for a couple of weeks?
Well, it's not even. You know, I'd look at it if we had a game next week or a game the week before. We haven't had it, so it hasn't really been a distraction. You know, it's probably worked in our favour that we're able to get a game, you know, like Falkirk, because we've been looking for a game next week or potentially looking two games. And obviously in the UK, all the teams are their campaign started and trying to get, you know, even a team up in the north to come and play us or us going to play them. It's impossible. So it was a good workout. They say the boys will get a lot out of it. But now the focus is back on the league campaign and obviously, you know, we've a massive September ahead of us.
Is it hard to focus on a game like Finn Harps when you have 4 weeks without a league game?
It is. You know, you're trying to keep the boys, you know, occupied. You're trying to keep them ticking over, and you're trying to keep them top of their fitness and stuff. And obviously, you know, it's not ideal that, you know, it's 4 weeks or whatever, 3 weeks without a game. So it's trying to manage it as best we can. As I say, obviously the game has helped us out today, and then we'll have a game against Athlone on Saturday where we're able to look and try a couple of things out. So that's the best we can do with it. And as I say, come 2 weeks' time, you know, hopefully we'll be ready and we're on the go to play Finn Harps.
I suppose in terms that you're kind of talking about Ray and Ellicott City here, you know, I mean, so you could have got them to would have been your draw, but you feel in terms of having a good competitive game, Falkirk in that sense is probably the best possible game, but just to stay on top of fitness.
Yeah, listen, it wasn't the ideal draw we wanted a obviously so-called easier team or a team in the lower leagues. They obviously get a wee run and maybe a wee away trip that we spoke about, but you know, it wasn't the be. Say we got the toughest team out of them all, and you know, I think we've ran them close. To be fair, I don't think they were miles ahead of us by any stretch of imagination. You know, the two goals that they scored was we could have prevented it happening. It was just naivety in our department. One was obviously you can't legislate for the first goal, it was a slip in Big Sharky's behalf, and they've let them in. But you know, apart from that, I don't think we overly threatened their goal, and I don't think they overly threatened our goal. You know, but in terms of the play over the space of 90 minutes, I thought we maybe just edged it in terms of possession.
Well, you wanted to definitely win that game. Had you gone through, you know, with six massive league games ahead, a game in Scotland possibly planted in the middle mightn't have been ideal either?
No, it mightn't have been. You know, it could have been, as Jesse just said, you know, is it a distraction? It isn't a distraction just at this present time because we needed that game. But, you know, possibly if you go through here and then, you know, you're looking maybe November time or whatever and you're starting to adjust games, you know, where it's coming to the real important part of the season and you know, it can become a distraction. So listen, it's not to be on end though, but I've liked the one tonight, don't get me wrong. You know, but I'm not gonna lose too much sleep over not winning. The focus more was on the performance and the run out and obviously preparing our team for a couple of weeks down the line.
Peter just told us there you were a real threat for these set pieces. Is that something you've been focusing on or working on?
Yeah, no, it's something that I've done since I've come in, and I think it's possibly the 7th or 8th set piece we've scored from. So I think when you put a bit of time and effort into stuff like that, and we have to, you know, at the start, like, when we did do it, there was a reason behind, because we didn't have the strike force to obviously score goals, and you know, it's a good threat we have, and we've good delivery, and we've boys willing to go and attack a ball. Obviously, if Sharky was on the end tonight, you know, before, I think Mickey's still our top goal scorer from corners. You know, so it's something we'll continue to work at. It's a threat we have, and it's a good threat.
For the Athlone game now, do you kind of have to plan without the four players that are going to miss the Finn Harps game? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Again, you know, you're juggling tonight, you know, because, you know, Raf obviously is going to be out for the game, and you're trying to keep him taking over. Craig's going to be out for, you know, another two games, which is, what, 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, away. So it was important that we kept him taking over tonight as well. So now the Athlone game will probably be focusing on more the Finn Harps game, you know, in terms of what we're going to go with, or, you know, personnel-wise, formation-wise. And like, it was an opportunity to test a few things.
Michal Singerman's injury, is that's not serious, is it?
No, I don't think so. He hasn't trained all week now, to be honest. So hopefully it's nothing too serious. I don't think it is. It's just maybe more of a muscular pain and strain around his neck and shoulder area. But as typical goalkeepers now, they'll tell you they'll make him the way they used to make him. They're soft. Don't start me about them. But no, he should be all right. He should be fine.